Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, August the 6th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. All right, so on to the synopsis of today's show. So if young adults are America's future, they'd better get their act together. Marriage rates and fertility rates have both hit record lows in recent years. The nation is truly facing a major national crisis. Project Baltimore analyzed 2017 state testing data and found that one-third of high schools in Baltimore last year had 0 students proficient in math. So I'll be talking a lot more about that today to start the show. Then we're going to discuss the implications of Russia having sold its last $81 billion of treasury bonds and notes in recent months, which pretty much empties its portfolio of US government debt. There is a message in relation to Russia's dumping campaign for all Americas. It's a sure sign that the fleeting foundation of false prosperity in America is cracking, and it ought to be in itself a wake-up call. So we'll talk about that. A new study finds the average office worker spends nearly 1,700 hours in front of a computer screen over the course of a year. And when you add that up to what we spend staring at screens at home, for many of us it takes up almost all our waking hours. And there's some information and a lesson in that, which I will hope to bring your attention to, ladies and gentlemen. Then I'm going to talk about the consequences of prosecuting Julian Assange. As you know, he is said to be about to be thrown out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London any day now. So we will have a look at that. A word on idiotic licensing in the States. Things that make no sense at all, but just increase the hold that the state has on you in terms of its control of your life, which is what the entire deep state is all about. So I expect that gives you a gnawing disgust and contempt for both sides of the US political spectrum, and I wouldn't blame you for having that. I have a quick comment to make about that, and also a quick comment to make about the consequence of bubbles. Well, you may think that your terrible economic situation is endemic to the United States. I can assure you that is not the case. I shall talk a little bit about the British situation, which is equally as bad as the American one. Then I will look very quickly at a comment about Bloomberg's report, latest report, that the housing market is headed for its worst showdown in years. Then I will finish with a comment on censorship by Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and its consequences rather grim. So there you have it. That's today's show. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the contents of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. If you would just send me an email, I'm going to give you my coordinates in a few moments. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. I will do what I can for you. I will allow you to choose any show that you wish from the archives in the Podbean page. I do specially recommend the June the 29th show, which is my mid-year assessment. If you are kind enough to sign up, you will aid my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that hopefully will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So there you have it. Let me just quickly give you my information. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address, I have some comments on Facebook and Twitter from time to time. So my Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, all one word. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. And let me give you my email address once more. It's rwlmartin1@aol.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I will take my leave. Have a wonderful week ahead, and I will talk to you again on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.